next week. We might be back to see the Bearcats get another tune-up game for the playoffs here as obviously heading to the playoffs. And like you said, we talked about the playoff points earlier. With this win here tonight, I think they probably locked up at least one home playoff game. A win next week would probably put them in contention for, I would say, two, possibly three, depending on how things shake out around the state. But things looking really good for Ubley right now, clicking on all cylinders tonight. The offense looked really good. The defense played exceptionally well. No real holes in their team here tonight, and you know, and it bodes well for the future. It's a young team. And, you know, they're getting a lot of contributions from a lot of sophomores and juniors on this team. So not a whole lot of senior leadership beyond probably Eric Booms, the All-State linebacker. And the way he played tonight, I think he's in line for possibly another first-team All-State, you know, being named to a first team there. So, but for Deckerville, I mean, two losses in a row, you know, kind of a heartbreaker last week against Marlette and then just totally dominated here tonight. And a tough game next week against Lincoln Alcona. I mean, really time to go back to the drawing board, get back to basics, and see what they can do, because it's not how you want to be playing heading into the playoffs, because this won't be a good sign, more than likely, if they continue on this path.
Well, at 6-2, you know, certainly they were using last week and this week as a measuring stick to see just where they're at. Where are they at? Because that's kind of the burning question right now. We know they're going to play in Division 8. But does that doesn't necessarily mean you're going to have success.
No, it doesn't. And you know, right now, I mean, they went up against Marlette. Marlette looking like a playoff team. Ubley, obviously a playoff team as well. So, you know, and that's in Division 7. I mean, it just you know, I don't know. I mean, I guess it's one of those things. It's hard to say. So, with Deckerville, they got to find their way, and you know, and playing against Ubley, I mean, it's hard for any team. I mean, you look at a team like USA. Got totally dominated by Ubley in week one, find themselves on with the chance to get into the playoffs as well tonight. I know they were down 12-0 at last check, but you know, for Dr. Hill, just like I said, get back to basics and you know, get their work in this week, go up to Lincoln Alcona and hopefully blow out a win going into the playoffs.
Nice score out of the Harbor Beach Mayville game. Harbor Beach 48, Mayville 6. Time for us to say so long. For Jason Partick, I'm Rick Laza. Hope you enjoyed tonight's football broadcast. Join us next week for high school football right here on Cruise 102 FM. Again, for the crew up here in the booth, send it back to the studios of Cruise 102 FM. Good night, everybody.